Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
John Batch with Troy Senek. A Man of Iron is Troy's new book, The Turbulent Life and Improbable Presidency of Grover Cleveland. Born 1837, a preacher's kid. Richard Cleveland, his father, a Yale graduate, a Princeton Seminary graduate, his mother, Anne, a German Quaker. He grows up working hard, self-discipline, all of the templates associated with the Protestant Reformation. At the same time, his family meets some hard times. His father doesn't earn very much money, and he travels from roost to roost. His health is broken at one point, and the money has to be cut back. Early on, Grover Cleveland had a sense of duty to his family, to his mother, to his father, to his siblings. Was that true for the whole family? Were these all hardworking young people?
To the extent that we have records, that does seem to be the case. And it's a big family. Cleveland is the middle of nine children. So even Cleveland himself, interestingly enough, as a president of the United States, we have a pretty thin record of what his childhood was like. And we see, as you suggest, these glimpses of this deep sense of duty that's in him. But it was a pretty austere, pretty religious upbringing. And they all seem to have had this deep work ethic, this deep sense of charity as well. I mean, Cleveland ends up, his father dies by the time he's 16. Cleveland himself is denied the ability to go to college because of this. But as he moves into his adult life and starts making a decent salary, he's not keeping most of it. I mean, most of it is actually being funneled back to the support of his widowed mother and the education of his younger siblings. And that kind of character, as I say, to the extent that we glean it from the other siblings, does seem to be sort of a constant throughout the family. And by the way, interestingly enough, kind of a constant of future generations of Clevelands. We sort of see this in all of them.
Grover Cleveland begins his life as a clerk at 19, living above the store. And he will continue his education without college, self-taught. Yeah. At one point, he does a year in New York at the College of the Blind. Was it the School of the Blind, teaching grammar?
That's right. This is just shortly after his father dies. This is the first time that he's really called upon to provide for the family financially. He and his brother go to Manhattan, Cleveland only for a year, teaching in this school. And he regards it as a pretty miserable experience, partially because he doesn't really care for the way that the students are treated. As I suggest in the book, all the accounts of this institution suggest that it probably resembled something more like what we'd now think of as an asylum than as a school. And he leaves there, I'm sure, compounded by the fact that, you know, he's still dealing with the emotional fallout of his father's death. But he leaves there after only a year and returns to upstate New York.
He has a beneficiary. It's the man who is married to one of his mother's sisters. And he heads towards Cleveland, but stops off in Buffalo and really never gets back on the train again. His choice of Buffalo is accidental, on purpose. How do you regard it now, Troy?
Accidental and serendipitous is, I think, the way that I'd characterize it. As you suggest, he was headed for Cleveland. Buffalo was something he was treating as a way station along the way. And the man that you're referring to, Lewis Allen, who was his uncle by marriage, saw something in his nephew. I don't think saw a future president of the United States. I don't think it ran to that extent. And realized that Grover Cleveland didn't really have much of a plan for what he was going to do if he went to Ohio. He had an ambition, not really a politician's ambition, but he clearly wanted to make something of himself. And in Buffalo, by his uncle's reckoning, there was at least an infrastructure around him. There was family. They could place him, because his uncle was connected, in the right places. And in fact, the place that he gets him is in the law firm that begins Grover Cleveland's ascent through the legal establishment in Buffalo.
Yes, the way you became a lawyer at this time, Troy reminds us, is you apprenticed. There were very few law schools. Quickly, right. On to the district attorney's office. He becomes an assistant district attorney. He works 8 a.m. to 3 a.m. He works very hard, always, from early on. He will eventually become the district attorney of Erie County as a young man. Why did they like him? What qualities did they celebrate giving him these posts?
Well, that work ethic was a big part of it, because when he is assistant district attorney, he never actually reaches district attorney, by the way. He runs for it and loses. Assistant district attorney, which is an appointed position, he gets that because he's a young man with a big work ethic, and he is deeply reliable, because the actual district attorney at the time was older, in poor health, and didn't live particularly near where the job was being done. And this is a trend that you sort of see throughout Grover Cleveland's early career. Nobody is pointing to this young man and saying, oh, there's this brilliance that we have to tap into, that we have to give a platform somewhere. It's usually he's the guy who will do the work when nobody else wants to do it. And it turns out, even though we have no evidence that he is doing that strategically, that it serves a great strategic purpose for him, because it ends up placing him in a series of locations, in a business sense, that he otherwise never would have been in, because Grover, he may not be spectacular, but he's reliable.
He becomes sheriff, not district attorney.
That's right.
And yeah. That gives him the very important detail that he's also the hangman. And that weighs on his soul, but he does his duty. He doesn't hand it off. He doesn't hire somebody to do it for him. He's now established a reputation in Buffalo that we will see in that first part of his administration in the White House. He's stubborn, he's willful, he's righteous. Did Buffalo need that? Did they celebrate it at the time?
Buffalo needed it. By the time he becomes mayor, which is about 10 years removed from when he's sheriff, there's a long interregnum there where he's back in private practice. It's very popular in Buffalo, but before we get to that point where Cleveland is appealing sort of directly to the voters.
We have about a minute, Troy. Go ahead.
Okay. There is the issue of how this plays within the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party in Buffalo is not always thrilled, because Cleveland does things like measuring all the deliveries that come to the sheriff's office to make sure there's no graft, no kickbacks. So he is not the most popular guy within the party, because this sense of righteousness is impeding business as usual.
Troy Senek is the author. The book is A Man of Iron, The Turbulent Life and Improbable, underline, Presidency of Grover Cleveland. We now have a mayor of Buffalo, and we're going to immediately make him governor, and then we've already introduced him as president. However, because there are two terms ahead of us, we need to speak of why it is that the American people, if they did, rejected him. They elected him in 84 and rejected him in 88 when we come back. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.